Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Reading Your Bible in a Year on Undying Light. I am Pastor Alex, and we're cruising right along. We're getting close to wrapping up the Torah, which are the first five books of the Old Testament. So if you've been tracking along with us so far this year, you will have completed everything up to Numbers 36, which will finish the first four books. And now we begin our trek into Deuteronomy this week. And so we will spend just a little bit of time, looks like about 2 weeks in Deuteronomy. And we'll finish that here shortly, looks like week 11, with the 34th chapter. And then that same day, you'll read Psalm 91. And then, you know, we're pretty simple. We'll have Joshua, then Judges, and Ruth, and then 1 Samuel. But by the time we get down about to day 103, when we hit Samuel 18 through 20, we'll start to add some Psalms, and then we're going to have, you know, kind of all over the board. So as we get to those days, just, you know, pay attention. We're going to look at like day 105 is going to be Psalm 7, 27, 31, 34, and 52. That's your reading. And then the next day is going to be Psalm 56, 120, 140 through 142. So there's a lot, you know, kind of all over the board, if you would, in the coming weeks. So they'll always be listed in the show notes. So make sure, you know, if you don't have your chronological chart in front of you, to check out those show notes. That way you can kind of see where we're going. But the show primarily, I think, is just to kind of help prepare you for what's coming in the week. So obviously you shouldn't have to look at this every day of the week, but, you know, have a chart in front of you and keep it in your Bible. And that way you can, you know, track your progress throughout the day. So last week you will have read all the way up to the end of Numbers. And so we have wrapped up another book, and we've, you know, can assert that that is tucked away nicely in our pocket now for the year. And we are going to begin our trek into the last book of Moses, the book of Deuteronomy. And I just want to kind of give a little bit of highlights, because sometimes people can kind of get a little tied up or maybe confused. So the book is interesting. If you read the Old Testament, you really kind of get an understanding of what the book is driven towards, right? Genesis is the beginning. Then you've got Exodus, which is the exit out of Egypt, right? Job focuses on Job, the person. Leviticus is about the Levitical priesthood that is established in that book. Numbers establishes the tribes of Israel, along with the offering counts and things like that that the tribes are giving. Deuteronomy actually is the second law. It's a retelling by Moses of the teachings and events of Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. So it includes an extended review of the Ten Commandments and Moses' farewell address to a new generation of Israelites as they stand ready to take possession of the Promised Land. Moses reminds them of God's faithfulness and love, but also of God's wrath on the previous generation of Israelites because of their rebellion. Repeatedly, he is charging Israel to keep the law. Deuteronomy is a solemn call to love and obey the one true God. There are true blessings of faithfulness and curses for unfaithfulness. And the book closes with the selection of Joshua as Israel's next leader and the death of Moses. So that's kind of the quick overlay to this book. And I just wanted to give that to you because sometimes people might question, why are we seeing some of the same content that we've already seen, you know, in previous books? So let's dig into what we're going to look at today and this week. We're going to take ourselves, starting with the first chapter, and it looks like about two chapters a day, and we're going to get ourselves all the way up to the 20th chapter, and that will be your week's reading, Deuteronomy 1 through 20. So you begin here in the first chapter, the command to leave Horeb. Then you've got some leaders appointed. You've got Israel refusing to enter the land. And then the penalty for Israel's rebellion. And now you've got the wilderness and the years in chapter 2. You've got the defeat of King Shalom in the 26th verse to the end of chapter 2. The defeat of King Og in chapter 3. Moses is forbidden to enter the promised land. Moses commands obedience and idolatry is forbidden. And the Lord alone is God. I like these passages here, 32 through 40, so pay attention to those. Read those a few times if you would, and just really kind of dwell on that. You got some city of refuge in the next couple verses, and then an introduction to the law. Chapter 5 is going to begin you with the Ten Commandments once again. Then you've got the greatest commandment in chapter 6, the chosen people in chapter 7. Remember the Lord your God in chapter 8. So again, a lot of things that are going to be a reminiscent of what you've previously read, but don't speed through it. Don't gloss over them. Read them and dwell on them. And in fact, as I still encourage you to do, read them twice a day because hopefully they will help kind of really meditate into your heart and into your mind. So chapter 8 was remember the Lord your God. Chapter 9 is not because of righteousness. So another really important passage here, so pick that up and kind of dwell on that one if you would for the afternoon. The golden calf, verses 13 through 29, so another throwback to that time. You've got new tablets of stone in chapter 10, the circumcising of your heart. Paul will actually reflect upon this passage, so again, 12 through the end of the chapter, a good important passage to kind of focus on. We see circumcision as being the cutting off of the foreskin for the male children, but Paul really reiterates, especially verse 16 here, circumcision therefore is the foreskin of your heart. It is the changing of the heart, the rebuilding of that, the breaking of the stone heart and the giving of the new heart. And so Paul will echo this in Galatians, and you'll see this kind of come up often in his writings. So pay attention to that section as well and allow that to hopefully change your viewpoint that the premise wasn't supposed to be the works and outward demonstrations, but it was supposed to be the inward change that God was calling the Israelites to. Chapter 11 is going to be love and serve the Lord. Chapter 12 is going to be the Lord's chosen place of worship. Then you've got the warning of idolatry, which ends chapter 12 and begins chapter 13 and will take you all the way to the end of 13. So you've got a couple verses in 12 and then it includes all of 13, the warning against idolatry. Chapter 14 is clean and unclean food. And then that closes out with tithes. Now, I want you to just kind of meditate, if you would, on 14 a little bit because, you know, when it comes to the unclean and clean food, obviously this is a passage given to the Israelites, but think about this from their perspective and their mindset, and how does Jesus encounter these types of passages and these challenges in the Gospels, and especially when you get to the book of Acts and you see Peter being commanded that there's nothing unclean and that he is to get up and eat whatever he decides. And so just pay attention to how a lot of these are connected between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So tithes wraps out chapter 14. 15 is the sabbatical year. 16 is the Passover, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Booths, justice, the forbidden law, the forms of worship. So again, another important passage here from the first seven verses of chapter 17. Pay attention to these. Legal decisions by priests and judges. Then you've got laws concerning Israel's kings and the provision for priests and Levites in chapter 18, the abominable practices, a new prophet like Moses, laws concerning cities of refuge in 19, and then in 20, you're going to get the laws concerning warfare. So that's going to be the whole chapter. So again, quite a bit to really pay attention to in these upcoming weeks. And I hope that as you are spending this time and dwelling on this, that you really can just get a feel for the enjoyment of reading the scriptures. Because, you know, it, for me to just sit and kind of dwell on these, it really does allow me to reflect on the greater things that Israel has done and shown us over, you know, over their time. And it shows the challenges. And I think a lot of it also helps us to really resonate with what Jesus encounters. And when we read through these passages in the Old Testament, we see how they have, you know, experienced a lot of difficulties and a lot of moments in their kind of history that they think that they're doing the right thing, but they ultimately are not. And so, like, for instance, with the golden calf, I don't see them as trying to be malicious in this. They're legitimately trying to find a way to worship God, and they think that this is the way to do it. And that is obviously, you know, kind of drives Moses nuts, and he smashes the Ten Commandments, the tablets, and chastises Israel for it. And so, you know, Israel, I think, oftentimes thinks that they're trying to do the right thing, and then they fail to do that. And then in other times, they absolutely just reject the right thing and go off and do whatever they own want, kind of similar to us, too. So a lot of interesting passages in these first 20 chapters. So, you know, over the course of the next week, just spend some time, dwell on those, and allow them to, you know, kind of work on your heart and your mind. And we'll be back to finish off Deuteronomy in the next week. And obviously Wednesday, we're going to be digging into some other social media platforms. We're going to look at Twitter, and again, that kind of same pretext, the how the platform is used from a qualified and unqualified position. And then we're going to further on our journey into Facebook and probably any other platforms that we might come across. That's Wednesday. Friday is the continuation of the Olivet Discourse with Matthew 24. And then we'll be back next Saturday. So hope you guys have a great week. Make sure you're in church tomorrow and have God continuously remind you that you are forgiven and you are a heir of eternal life. I love that phrase. I love saying that in church. So just make sure that you are in church tomorrow. And I pray that God continuously works on your heart and your mind, showing you the freedom in Christ that you have and the love and compassion and mercy that he's shown us. Until next week, God bless. Have a great day.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.